This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. One person has died following a crash involving a snowplow and youth hockey team on I-70. The Colorado State Patrol responded to the crash just before 9 this morning. The crash happened in the eastbound lane, near milepost 218. A Sprinter van was carrying 10 people at the time of the crash. The van's driver was pronounced dead at the scene. One juvenile was transported by helicopter to a hospital in critical condition. Four other youth players were taken to the hospital but have been discharged. Attorney General Phil Weiser is challenging the Trump administration's emergency order to keep a coal-fired power plant open in Craig. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
In a statement, Weiser said there's no emergency justifying the order, issued by the U.S. Department of Energy in December. Tri-State Generation and Transmission planned to shutter the plant last year to shift to renewables. Weiser filed a lawsuit claiming the federal government vastly exceeded its authority by forcing the utility to drop those plans. Environmental groups and Governor Polis have also cried foul over the order, saying it'll increase energy bills. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
State lawmakers have reversed course and approved $2.4 million for nearly 800 new prison beds. The move came just days after rejecting the same request. Democrats on the legislature's Joint Budget Committee voted against the proposal last week over concerns about staffing shortages at state prisons and parole backlogs. They say those issues have yet to be addressed, but that they approved the funding to avoid safety problems in the short term. The Department of Corrections said it needed the beds because the male inmate population is higher than the state budget anticipated.